This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Monday, September 29th. I'm Zoe Culkin for The Wall Street Journal. Video game maker Electronic Arts announced it would go private in a $52.5 billion deal, likely the largest leveraged buyout of all time, not adjusting for inflation. Among the investors involved in the deal are private equity firm Silver Lake, Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, and Jared Kushner's investment firm Affinity Partners. EA stockholders will receive $210 a share in cash. That's a 25% premium to the company's share price at Thursday's close, the day before the journal broke the news that a deal was in the works. Comcast says its president, Michael Cavanagh, will serve as co-CEO alongside Brian Roberts, who's been chief executive since 2002. According to a person familiar with the matter, Roberts has no plans to step down anytime soon, but Cavanagh's promotion is part of Comcast's succession plan, as well as an acknowledgement of the work he's done for the company. And concerns that U.S. tech stocks are in a bubble intensified in Deutsche Bank's quarterly survey of institutional investors. On a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being no bubble and 10 being extreme bubble, respondents gave tech stocks a 7.4. This is a step up from last year, with AI excitement fueling gains for companies like NVIDIA and Oracle this year. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.